Y'all already know. Here we are, the Reentry Connect podcast. We're here at the job fair, Temple University. Shout out to Dr. Robinson. We appreciate you having this job fair for entering society, former incarcerated individuals. Got my old head. Yeah, you know I'm saying Emilio Sparks in the building. Yeah, you know I mean Tony Levi. We appreciate you. But go ahead. You can share some things, Emilio Sparks, with the community, man. Letting them know, man, some of the challenges people face when they out here return to society, and why not. You know, they should not you lose hope while they're at it.
Well, this is why you can't lose hope. Everybody's making a transition. And if you ain't got the proper guidance, so you got room for mistakes. You know what I'm saying? So when you ain't got the proper situation around and you get caught up, some of us beat each other up. And that's why I was starting with my mental health program, because the statistics around that is crazy, how some people feel depressed and all them kind of things about committing suicide and all that kind of stuff, because they can't trust nobody to go and talk to people in authority and stuff like that. And people supposed to be there for them. Yeah, and then you can't even trust them with your secrets. You running around, you trying to expose them on everything and stuff like that. So then they bottled up, and then they run into these certain gangs, you know what I'm saying? The clicks, they click up and they don't trust none of these people that's in authority. So I feel like that, you know, I can identify with some of it, because I've been through some traumatic things in my life. I've been I've been through some situations that kind of had me a little jacked up and stuff like that. So that's why I got into the field. You know
absolutely,
what I'm
absolutely.
I ain't, you know, it's time playfully to get into it, but that's what that's all about. So, and so we got a job to do as folk. Period, because that's an internal thing.
So so tell us just in general, like, you got this Emilio Sparks Foundation, you know what I'm saying? Knowing where you come from, what made you name it, you know, the Emilio Sparks Foundation in general?
Well, I figured I've been using that name so much, so let me go ahead and collect some of them domains and put it in the bag, you know. And then it's like I said, I think I built me a foundation. So, you know, and that's like a building a home. You know, we all been in a house where it starts from the bottom of the basement, where it's a cement ground right there, you know, and then you build around it. And then some of the infrastructure get jacked up, the wood start molding, all those things start taking place. And then you got to revamp, you got to remodel and renovate the joint. You know what I'm saying? So when it fall apart, you got to build it back up.
Absolutely.
But you still got the foundation.
That's what the foundation is about.
You can always rebuild.
So if we wanted to contact, like, with the organization and things like that, how could they contact the Emilio Sparks Foundation general?
Shout out to Meg. The website is launched. We just wanted to make sure that we register and everything right. So, you can find me at the Real Emilio Sparks on Instagram, because that's already set.
Cool. That's what's up. Yep. And you know, a lot of people, man, they like tuning in and they know your music, man, because you've been a legend with the music, man.
Appreciate you.
But you already know, without further ado, man, you got to spit a little something, man.
What's that? What you need?
Spit a little something.
Oh, shut.
We got to spit a little something. Let's keep it clean. But let people know that you still got it.
Oh, yeah.
They know you from the state property era. You know what I'm saying? We know you from the state property era.
Right on the spot.
Original state property actor. But, man, you got to go ahead and turn it up.
All right, let me see if I still got it. You know,
clean.
I was doing movies. You know,
something
I was doing
clean.
My movies.
Something
you
clean.
You know this.
Something clean. Yeah, man.
Good. The anger. Oh, that's this beat. All right, let me try to catch that.
You want to catch that?
Yep. Hold up. Let's just do it a cappella.
Oh, you want to do a cappella?
Yeah, that beat. Oh, you switch it? You can switch. Give me something else.
Let me drop
it. All right. Let me see if I can catch this.
Can you catch that?
Yeah. All right, one, two. Feel the anger, I have a discussion us. Inside the judge's chambers, my homie's doing 50. I tell him, keep the faith. And see, the bed is off beat.
Oh, it's off beat.
Let me just stop that. So we don't need the beat.
Okay, let's just hear you.
They say the anger, I have a discussion us. Inside the judge's chambers, homie's doing 50. I tell him, keep the faith. Hold your head, nigga. Tackle with generation through my tell them keep the faith, but hold your head, player. Tackle with generation through my career and occupation, man. Listen, it's ironic how they try to beat around it, but still a player remain iconic. They say the hard times help you grow a spine. No matter how hard it was, I still kept a smile watching good times. My God, how could it come to this? Nothing but a grind of fire arms and a couple clips. The DA call us minutes. Girlfriend say you drawn. You let them use you like a pawn, and you ain't never coming home. That's a little something I'll be having. Yeah.
It's a little something.
Girlfriend said you drawn. Let him use you for a pawn. You ain't never coming home. Ooh. You need it again. They say the anger. I have a discussing us inside the judges' chambers. Homies doing 50. I tell them keep the faith. Hold your head, player. Tackle that generation through my career and occupation. Man, listen, it's ironic. So how they try to beat around it, but still that player remain iconic. So no matter how hard it was. They say the hard times help her grow a spine. No matter how hard it was, I still kept a smile watching good times. My God, I could have come to this. Nothing but a grind firearm and a couple clips. The DA's call us minutes. Girlfriend say you drawn. Let them use you like a pawn and you ain't never coming home. I got a little something still in me. Oh, the payback. That's one of my albums. Thank you. Yeah, that's one of my albums right there. I think that's not a clean version. You can put in the ghetto. Yeah. Yep. How you feeling, bro? How you feeling?
In the ghetto, we got Emilio Sparks in the building, y'all. Those who know, State Property Original. Emilio Sparks, people don't even know. You know what I'm saying? He's in the building, y'all.
That's right.
He got his little seat out there in the ghetto. He got it. But go ahead, y'all go ahead and get y'all pictures. In the ghetto, your brother Emilio Sparks in the building, y'all. Came to represent for the job fair, giving people hope, understanding. Yes, indeed, y'all. We here, y'all.
Yep. Payback. It's still in stores. We took this out in 08. I'll get you a copy. That's me. Start to rebel up against him, but still got the traits of mom and dad inside of. So the progress get worse eventually, because the young mind got disturbed early mentally. Look how this life was designed for our black babies. It's worse than they curse since birth. I can hear him crying. I can hear him screaming. Here's what a few of them saying to me. They say my family don't want me. Let some folks come and take me. And right after they brainwashed me, they released me to poverty. Poverty broke me. Misery made me angry. Anger had me getting high, committing crime outside until the police raided. Now it's sad, but every generation the cycle is repeated. Now, of course, help is needed, but some players don't want it. They rather live in denial of it, but this is life as we know it.
Yeah, yeah. We got my man, Mel Murray, over here. You know, Mel Murray, my bad, my man Murray. You know what I'm saying? He was doing it too. He was on here rocking his jaw. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate it. Yes, indeed, in the ghetto. Here with Emilio Sparks. Got Tony Lee. But Tony Lee, we want you to share something too. All right, we're going to go let Tony Lee share something. Appreciate it, man. Y'all be easy. We appreciate everybody coming out to Reentry Job Fair. But go ahead, Tony Lee, man. Share something, you know, to the people, man, and the challenges that we have coming home from prison, you know, but letting them know they shouldn't lose hope.
All right, this is Tony Lee, Tribal Levi Foundation.
All right, speak up, man. You Tony smoke Lee. Loud, talk loud. Let's go.
Tony Lee, Tribal Levi Foundation. How everybody doing today?
We on live.
So I came out here today to basically support my brother King. He got this reentry podcast, and I wanted to network with the room, run into some opportunities, hopefully try to help a couple of my family members find jobs, whatever, the unemployed people around me that need some help, and just to gather some information. But it's beautiful. See the people out networking. At least more than 100 people came out today and filled out some employment, some career help. They got fathers in charge, all types of different organizations out here. So I appreciate everybody that came out, gave their energy, gave their time.
Yo, look at the camera, Levi. The camera right there, man. You looking out the window. People trying to hear you. Look, look. Focus, focus.
I said thank you for all the people that came out today to support it. The people that ain't get paid to be here. The people that's here to just help people out. I appreciate everybody that came out and gave their support.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Oh, you keep the mic? It's all good, y'all. And I'll be doing the Reentry Connect podcast. I'm your host, Keenan Hudson. But without further ado, we're going to end this little show and we're going to move to the next. All right. Peace, everybody.